Facebook is moving Australian users out of reach of its new privacy laws. At the moment, users of the social media platform outside of the United States are governed by terms of service agreed with the company's international headquarters in Europe. But that'll change from next month, when only users in Europe will fall under the European Union's strict new data privacy laws. Peter Lloyd reports.
With little fanfare, 1.5 billion Facebook users are in effect being digitally evicted. Terms of service they'd agreed with a Facebook entity in Ireland will cease to operate. Privacy law expert David Vale from the University of New South Wales says it's outrageous and unsurprising.
Well, they're almost a law unto themselves.
It's happening in the lead-up to the big changes on the privacy front in Europe. From next month, a new Europe-wide privacy law means people will have to be told how data is collected, sold or shared. And it sets a strict 72-hour deadline for companies to make the public aware of data breaches. Violating the law comes with enormous fines, up to 4% of the company's annual global revenue. For Facebook, that could mean billions. When Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg faced Congress 2 weeks ago, he avoided giving any specific confirmation of the type of regulation he'd accept. This exchange is with South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham.
I think the real question is what is the right regulation, not whether there should
but
be or
you
not.
You as a company welcome regulation?
I think if it's the right regulation, then yes.
You think the Europeans have it right?
I think that they get things right.
Have you ever submitted...
Mark Zuckerberg knows the high price of regulation in Europe already. Last year, the company was fined $216 million for misleading users about how data is shared between Facebook and the messaging app WhatsApp. Now comes confirmation from Facebook that it is redefining European use. In a statement, the company says,
"The controls we offer to EU users are available globally."
But Facebook does not address the question of whether it limits users' remedies in cases where they feel their privacy protections are being breached, nor does it reply to a specific question about how Australian users are being removed from Irish jurisdiction in the terms of service. Privacy law expert David Vale again.
So they're basically working on contracts. They're saying, you click that button, give up hope, all ye who enter here, we've got you and we can change this at any stage. And you've read and agreed this, haven't you? So the short answer is yes, I think they can get away with it.
Facebook is facing another challenge on a different front here in Australia. Along with Google, it's captured more than half of all Australian advertising revenue in a little over a decade, in part through rules that are set by themselves regarding who has seen an advertisement. And free-to-air television has had enough. Adman Harold Mitchell.
They're making a lot of money out of it. The middle people are making money out of it. It's as simple as that. And we're saying, is this really measured the right way? Are people watching these so-called advertisements? No, they're not. They just get a glimpse of it. Just a part of the screen is a part of the measurement. How long do they watch it for? A 30-second commercial runs for 30 seconds. Everybody knows that.
But on Facebook, by comparison, if you look at pages for 1 or 2 seconds, that counts as a page view. In a submission to the Competition and Consumer Commission, the commercial TV umbrella lobby group Free TV is now calling for greater regulation oversight of both Facebook and Google. Free TV's CEO is Bridget Fair.
We're now in a world where Google and Facebook are essential services for personal lives and in business. And despite that influence, Google and Facebook are very lightly regulated.
The ACCC's report on digital platforms will be finalised by the middle of next year.
Peter Lloyd.